This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. We're diving into the crucial role of supporting people with basic physical movement needs within Australian community services. It's a topic often overlooked, but profoundly impactful.
Absolutely. The ability to move freely is fundamental to independence and well-being. Restricting movement significantly impacts quality of life.
Exactly. So how does this translate into practical support within community services?
It involves a multifaceted approach, encompassing everything from assistive devices to tailored exercise programs.
Right. And what are some of the key challenges professionals face in this area?
Balancing individual needs with resource limitations is a constant juggling act.
Let's start with a concise description. What exactly are we talking about?
It's about providing assistance and support to individuals who experience difficulties with everyday movements like walking, standing, or reaching. This support is crucial for maintaining their dignity, independence, and overall health. In community services, this is vital for enabling people to participate fully in society.
I see. Why is this so important within the context of community services?
Because many community service clients rely on their ability to move to participate in daily life. Without adequate support, their access to essential services, social interaction, and overall well-being is severely compromised. It's about enabling participation and inclusion.
Okay. What are the key components of providing this support?
Assessment of individual needs is paramount. This includes understanding the nature of their mobility challenges, their physical capabilities, and their goals. Then we develop personalized plans, which might involve assistive devices, physiotherapy, occupational therapy, or adapted exercise programs.
Right. And what are some key terms associated with this field?
Terms like mobility aids, assistive technology, adaptive exercises, functional movement, and person-centered care are frequently used. Understanding these terms is crucial for effective communication and collaboration.
Who are the key players involved in implementing these support strategies?
A wide range of professionals are involved, including physiotherapists, occupational therapists, aged care workers, disability support workers, and social workers. Effective collaboration between these professionals is essential.
Makes sense. How does this area integrate with other aspects of community services?
It's deeply intertwined with other services. For example, housing support might need to adapt to a person's mobility needs, while mental health services might address the emotional impact of mobility limitations. It's all interconnected.
So, what job roles would possess a strong understanding of this topic?
As mentioned, physiotherapists and occupational therapists are central. But also aged care workers, disability support workers, case managers, and even social workers often play a significant role in assessing and supporting individuals with mobility challenges. It's a collaborative effort.
So, in essence, supporting people with basic physical movement needs is a fundamental aspect of providing holistic and effective community services.
Precisely. It's about empowering individuals to maintain their independence and participate fully in society.
That was a great discussion. Thank you. Thanks for your time.